Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a classic Chabad story, and here it is. Now, a little background. We all have inside of us a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. In English, that is a good inclination and an evil inclination. Did you ever feel sometimes that you have two opinions inside your head? You don't know, should you do this way or this way? And from one side, you get a voice that says, yeah, do that. And the other voice says, do the exact opposite. Usually it's, do this mitzvah. And the other one says, don't do the mitzvah. Or maybe, do this thing which is actually against the Torah, a sin, an avera. And the other voice says, no, don't do that. Well, the reason why we have these two voices is because we actually have two souls inside of us. We are not a one-souled creature. We are a two-souled creature. Within each Jewish body and each Jewish mind and heart, there is a Yetzer Tov, a good inclination, a godly side, and there is an evil inclination. Now, you might wonder, how did that evil inclination get inside of me? I didn't invite it in. The answer is because we were born with it. Hashem put into us a good inclination, a good soul, and an evil soul. That is, a soul which challenges us and tries to stop us from doing mitzvahs and tries to get us to do, chas v'shalom, God forbid, of errors, sins. And the reason Hashem does that, seemingly, is that we can get stronger that way. When we have an opponent, then we have to get stronger. When our evil inclination is trying to stop us from mitzvahs, then we have to get stronger to do those mitzvahs. And so we get stronger and stronger because we have this evil inclination, which makes us work very hard at our Torah and mitzvahs. It's not easy. So here is the story. One time, the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe were having a Ferengin. They were celebrating maybe a special Yom Tov or whatever. They were having a get-together. And everybody was enjoying and getting inspired. And there was probably words of Torah. And there was probably words of encouragement. But they ran out of food. And so they ordered some more food from the local caterer. And it was supposed to be a very big treat. It was some kind of meat. I think it was lung, something like that, which is supposedly very, very good. I don't know, I've never tasted it, but it was something made very, very delicious, and everybody was looking forward to it. And when it came, a very special chassid named Shmuel Munkus, almost slipped away from my memory, Shmuel Munkus was the one that brought it in. Now, Shmuel Munkus was a very special chassid because his specialty was not really learning Torah, although I'm sure he tried his hardest. His specialty was not really deep and lofty spiritual davening, although I'm sure he tried hard at that too. He was more of a simple person, but he did specialize in fighting his Yetzer Hara, fighting his evil inclination. That was his specialty. And so he brought them in, this tray full of delicious, yummy flesh, made in a special way, and he was about to serve it. But when he was about to put down the table, he suddenly jumped away and he went to the other side of the room. And the Hasidim said, hey, what happened? It smells really good. Bring it over. And so he jumped to the other side of the room. And some of the Hasidim got up and said, come on, serve the food. It looks like very, very good food. And he said, no, he went to the other side. And then he danced around to the other side and across and up and down, and over the chair, and maybe even jumped over a table. And he would not give anybody this treat, this delicious-smelling, fleshy treat. And now some of the people started kind of chasing after him and say, come on, come on, this is ridiculous. Why aren't you serving this food? But the more they chased after him, the more he ran away. And finally, he ran over to the garbage, a big place of garbage, disgusting garbage, and he threw it in. So, of course, now no one was going to eat it. It was in the garbage, really bad garbage. And that's what happened. And so some of the Chassidim said, hey, Shmuel Monkus, you deserve a punishment for that. And he said, okay, no problem, you could punish me. And then they were about to punish him. And then suddenly, the caterer comes running in, and he says, wait, wait, no one should eat that food. No one should eat that food. That was a mistaken delivery. It's actually not even kosher. I don't know exactly why. Maybe they found out that the shechita was not kosher, or maybe they found out that it was cooked in the wrong pot, or I don't know exactly why, but somehow or another, they realized it was not kosher. They said, don't eat it, don't eat it, it's not kosher. All the Chassidim looked at Shmuel Monkus, and they said, hey, wait a minute. How did you know not to serve that to us? Are you trying to make believe you're a Navi or something? Are you trying to make believe that you're a prophet or something like that? No, he said, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I didn't serve it. Because I learned a long time ago that we have a Yetzer Hara, and when we really want something really, really badly, something that's just like food or something material, then maybe it's a good thing to kind of control ourselves about it. If we want it so badly, maybe there's something not right about this thing. You know, if it's a material thing, food, okay, it's nice, it's delicious, so we eat it. But if we want it so much, I learned that maybe that means there's a problem. And as I was about to serve this food, I got a feeling like, this is going to be so good. Really, really good. And the kind of feeling that I don't really usually get about food, that, you know, I eat food, everybody likes nice food, but I don't usually feel like it's going to be so good and, ooh, I can't wait to eat it. So I figured, you know what? I'll bet there's something wrong. I'll bet there's something wrong with. And then I saw that everybody else in the room also really, really, really wanted it so much, like unusual. You know, we're Chassidim over here. We learned to control ourselves about these kind of things. Why did everybody want it so badly? I figured there must be something wrong with it. There must be. And when I saw that I couldn't run away anymore because you're all about to catch me, I just threw it in the garbage because I said to myself, this is ridiculous. All these chassidim, you know, some of us are older and supposed to be more refined and everybody's running after this meat. Something wrong. There must be something wrong with it. And this is really a story that we can use every day of our life. Because every day, our evil inclination is working hard to get us to break the Torah, chas v'shalom, not to do mitzvahs. And when we see that it really, really, really wants something, and it's just a material thing, food or something else physical, if we want it too much, it could be there's something wrong with it. We should try to perhaps train ourselves to take it easy on those kind of things. Learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, having a wonderful feeling for doing a favor for somebody, this is the godly soul at work. And this is what we want. But when we want something in the physical world so badly, and it just seems to be matter to us so much, then we have to start to wonder, maybe this is really just the Yetzer Hara. Maybe this is just the evil inclination trying to get us to do something we shouldn't do. So let us try very hard to control our animal soul just a little bit. As we used to say in yeshiva, instead of 3 squirts of ketchup, how about just 2 squirts of ketchup? And this way, little by little, we'll get control of our animal soul and we'll train it to do godly things, Torah and mitzvahs. And this way, we will bring Mashiach so much quicker. Because when we control ourselves this way, eskafi is called, when we bend ourselves, so to speak, and we control ourselves, this is something which brings great, great holiness above and great, great holiness down here in our world as well. Bring Mashiach quicker, and may we all do our full part, our full participation. Bring Mashiach quicker, especially for the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, the hostages, the prisoners, the Jewish people that are being held prisoners, hostages, people that were injured, And may Mashiach come immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.